Hey there, Kiri. It is Kirsty here from Unusual Pet Vets, Chermside. How are you going today? Yeah, all good, thank you. All good. Lovely to hear your voice, though I must admit I was also secretly not hoping, I guess sort of hoping to speak to Al. I don't need to speak to Al specifically. I just got an email from him only a few minutes ago about a history request. I'm very happy to talk to you. I just say hi from him. So, hi to him from me, please. I would love to be rescued from that. Look, it honestly doesn't really matter. It's just to talk to you about the email histories, because I have speculated and I've seen evidence that maybe something's going hinky with our emails. I think you guys probably think we've been not sending histories, because this is now the second or third time I've seen where we have sent a history. I've got a record of having sent the history, but then we have a new history request. So Al just emailed very recently asking for histories for a few birds under the surname Gibson that are coming in this afternoon for you. I've just. Oh, fair enough. So you do have that, because I emailed them in February. So you do have them already? Oh, good. That's brilliant. No, that's cool. So the full story. I just had it open. But yeah, Yoshi, and then I've also sent Lulu as well, because I may as well. That's weird. Oh, okay. Well, that's totally fine then. No, I think there's definitely been some others then, in the past, and there was one time I even tried to call the clinic and I couldn't get through, or maybe it was just after you closed or something. I can't remember what the situation was. Honestly, it was probably 2 months ago that I tried to rectify this. That there'd been a request. I think even the client was shitty with us, because they thought we hadn't sent the history, that we were withholding the history. But I had a record that we had sent the history, and I'd wondered if maybe there's something, like it's going to a spam folder or it's being blocked by some filter. Oh, look, it was ages ago, I can't remember, but and I did try to deal with it at the time, but then I'm only on one day a week, so Look, anyway, I'm glad that you've got the others. Just in regards to those birds, as I said in my email just a few moments ago, they haven't actually visited us as UPV, so we don't have any history on our new system. There's no other history that you're missing. It's literally just that Viva history. So it's good to know you've got that. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that wasn't part of Al's request before, but I thought, well, I may as well just give it to you so you've got everything. But if there's. No worries at all. If there's any other times where it seems like we've not sent it, do check back in. Sometimes it's a delay because there's a process we have to go through. Our vets have to read and assess and ensure everything is fine in the history that we have any control over, like EasyVet history from UPV ownership. Not that there's ever, any significant issues, but like if there's, we've got a like templates that are pre-filled. If there's just like lots of code in there because the vet hasn't deleted the pre-fill code, like we like to tidy up messy shit like that. It's not anything dodgy. It's just they like to just glance and make sure everything's where it should be, and then approve us to send it. So then we send it. But I do wonder if sometimes, well, I've even had one where I've sent lab results to a client, and then they've chased us up a couple of days later because I haven't received it. I'm like, I know I did that, and B, I can see a record in our file of that happening. So I think sometimes things don't make it where they need to go. So if there's anything like that in the future, just reach out.
Right.
Sounds good. All right. All good. Glad all is sorted. I hope you have a good afternoon. Yes, yeah, say hi from me. Well, I'm glad he's landed there, and yeah, working with Brock too would be really nice. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. Bye-bye.